This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So, like many other showgoers over the last week, I got clowned. Oh, yeah, It Chapter 2 was the biggest movie of the week. Of course it was. The original's the biggest horror movie of all time. And I guess the time was right to finish the Stephen King saga of the Losers Club and their battle with their fears and the creepiest clown ever, Pennywise. Only this time it's 27 years later, and the kids are grown up into the likes of James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, etc. But the kids from the last movie, they're all in this too. Oh yeah, there's flashbacks and all sorts of stuff going on. I gotta say the casting is great, because you believe that the kids would grow up to be James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, and Bill Hader, etc. Now this time the story is that Pennywise has reappeared, and only Mike is still living in Derry, the town with maybe the worst sewage system in America. You would have thought that at some point over the last 27 years, they would have had some kind of civic project that would have cleaned the sewers, clear of evil, murderous, cackling clowns. But hey, there are budgetary concerns, even in a town that's full of evil, I'm sure. But Mike calls everybody to come back home, even though none of them really remember what previously occurred. They gotta go back into their pasts and their fears, with Pennywise himself leading them through their potentially bloody therapy sessions. So they gotta confront, survive, and possibly stuff Pennywise into a clown car and send him back to wherever the hell it is he came from. We see a lot of lousy horror movie on a regular basis if you go to the show a lot, unless it's art horror, say something like Hereditary and whatnot. But it's good to see something like this that's got good actors, a good story, top-notch monsters and special effects, and a lot of laughs. And Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise, hey, when he's in the shadows luring a victim with that English accent and all of that, well, I gotta tell you, there ain't much scarier than him. But now that we're used to the guy, at least for me as a whole, he ain't that scary. He's kind of like Freddy Krueger. He's turning into more of a personality, and Pennywise's head on the body of a giant spider, it's cool looking, but I ain't gonna have a nightmare over that. There are some unsettling scenes, though. One with Jessica Chastain and a kindly old lady, but more than scary, the movie is kind of brutal. There's some brutal stuff. The opening scene is enough to make some people just leave the show. I mean, I could have done without it. On the other hand, there's a lot of comical special effects. I'm telling you, this will make you think twice before you ever crack open a fortune cookie again. It's a long movie, but it's pretty zippy, and I like seeing both the kids and the adults in a movie at the same time. Also, keep your eyes open for this movie's version of a Stan Lee cameo. It's It! Chapter 2. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, you can get those at 93XRT.com on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.